Turn our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Gospel of John, chapter 1. Several weeks ago, or perhaps maybe a month or so ago, we looked at the witness. Acts chapter 1, "You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth." A witness tells what he sees and knows. And that's what we are to be, a witness, aren't we? In Acts 2:42, they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread. These things are witnesses that speak of the Lord Jesus in every aspect. He's the center. And he's the witness of the church that was beginning. These three things are witnesses to Christ. As we're exercised in the things of God and desire to be a witness for him in carrying out in the study of the doctrine and in the fellowship and in the breaking of bread are all witnesses of the Lord Jesus in the body of Christ. We think of the Lord Jesus when he was here on earth. He witnessed to the Father, didn't he? He spoke of the Father. And all things that the Father had was delivered unto the Son. He was in submission to the Father, and he witnessed of the things of the Father. I and the Father are one, and so on. But when we come to the church, when the Spirit of God came, he witnessed of the Son, didn't he? The Spirit of God was not a witness of himself. He witnessed of the Son. He came to glorify the Son. He spoke of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's we see today in the church. But the Spirit of God's ministry as we exalt the Son, to bring conviction in the lives of the saints, that believers might be stirred to be a true witness of the Son in the world in which we're living. And so we see the witness of the Son to the Father. We see the Spirit of God a witness to the Son, as we see. So the Spirit of God, who speaks of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks of him in the body of Christ, it's the Spirit of God that, as he brings conviction and helps us to understand in the Word of God as we study the Scriptures, help us to discern and to know. How are we to be a real witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son? That's the work of the Spirit, isn't it? Except the Spirit of God brings conviction and helps us to be exercised to live a life that is pleasing to God. And unless we come in obedience to him, and acknowledge the fact that our life needs to be centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and to follow him, we cannot be a true witness for the Lord Jesus. The Spirit is grieved, the witness is dim, isn't it? John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1 speaks of the witness of the light, the Lord Jesus as the true light. When Peter, James, and John was on Mount the Transfiguration, it was a light that shone from heaven. Heaven opened up, and the light that shone upon these men that were there with the Lord Jesus, as they were there on the mount, was brighter than the sun. It was far brighter than the sun that shone. And this is the light that we see in the Gospel of John that's introduced. It's that light that came down from heaven that was above the brightness of the sun. And Paul as well saw the light on the road to Damascus, smote him down. It was above the brightness of the sun. No brighter light was shown from heaven than what was shown at that time. It's the light of the Lord Jesus. And this is the light that we see that came to this earth in a lowly birth. He came to share that light with each one of us. So we're going to look for a few moments at the witness of the light. The witness of the light of the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 1 and verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness couldn't lay hold on that light. Was far above the brightness of any light of the Lord Jesus Christ in his birth, coming to this world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The true light of man is found in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that he gives to us the moment we're saved. This life, new life in Christ, is the light from heaven that God gave to us. It's brighter light than any. It's that which the darkness couldn't lay hold of this light. It couldn't comprehend it. It was far greater than the darkness that could comprehend it. As it shined in the darkness, this dark world, his light couldn't be comprehended, couldn't be overtaken by the darkness. He was the greater and is the greater light. This is the light that is shown in our hearts. And this light is the life. It's life. This light has real life to it. It's far different than any light. It has life. Eternal life. Life that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he come to do, isn't he? He come to bring us life. We might know the true light. The darkness couldn't overpower the light. It was so great. In this world that is filled with evil and iniquity can't comprehend the true light. Man's heart in darkness, man's ways wicked before God. Only the light of heaven that can penetrate that heart. It's only his light that can reveal the wickedness of man's heart. Let's go to chapter 3. These are familiar verses. In verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. They're found in God, the light that came from heaven, shining upon the wicked, dark hearts of man, who's condemned already because of man's sin, because of the garden and the sin that was upon man's soul, was condemned already. And men love darkness rather than light. Their deeds are evil. But he that doeth truth and cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made known, and that this life in Christ, this light that God wants to shine in man's heart, is found in God. It's wrought in God. It's from him. It's his light that reproves man's sin. In verse 9 of chapter 1, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. It's a true light, isn't it? The Word of God speaks of the Lord Jesus as the true light. There's a lot of false lights. There's a lot of people who claim to have the truth. But there's only one truth, and there's only one true light. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, as he come to give life, and that we might have it more abundantly. The true light. He's the true light. He witnesses of the Father as the true light of the Father. So we see the Lord Jesus as he bears witness to us as the true light. And if we want to know the truth, we turn to him, don't we? We want to know the truth, the true light, we turn to him through the Word of God. Scripture talks about the light of man. In as we saw there in verse 4, the life was the light of men. He's the light of men. The world is in darkness, But as believers in the world in which we're living, the Lord Jesus Christ is our light. He's the light of men. And that's what I'd like for us to look at, is Christ is the light, and then we are to bear witness of that same light. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Go back to Luke chapter 11. We're going to look at another aspect of the word light, and it's the same thought, but we see here a parable of the candle. Notice in verse 33 of chapter 11 of Luke. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. And when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candlestick doth give thee light. Here we have the parable of a candle. And this same parable thought is found in other Gospels as well. We have the picture here of a candle. A candle that is lit. You don't put it in the closet in a secret place or cover it under a bushel. But you elevate it, don't you? You pick it up and you put it on this candlestick so that the light will be diffused throughout. The light will have an effect upon the darkness. The darkness will no longer be there when the light is diffused. And it's a picture here of a child of God who's full of light, who's elevated up, and who acknowledges the fact that God is light, and His Son bears witness of that light to us. And as we seek to follow His Word and seek to focus on Him, we're to be as that candle that is lifted up, and that the light, the true light that is shown in our hearts, might be diffused to those around us. The light of the body is the eye. The light comes in to the body through the eye, doesn't it? When we see around us, we see the light. If it's darkness, we see the darkness. It comes through our eyes, doesn't it? But He singles out one eye. The light of the body is the eye. It comes in through the eye gate. Therefore, when thine eye is single, the whole body is full of light. When there is a single acknowledgement of the light, not double. We don't see double. We're to be single eye. James tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You see, we can't have double vision, can we? We can only have one vision. Must be single. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the only true light. And if we're focused on Him as the true light, and as we come into His light and through the Word of God and reading of the Scriptures, you begin to appreciate Him more day by day. And we see His, enjoy His presence and His Word. We can focus on Him and that great light that is shown upon us. The word single has the thought, it's a moral word that is used, has the thought of singleness of purpose. To keep us from having a desire in two ways. Desire to have part of the darkness and part of the light. You see, it's either one or the other, isn't it? It's a struggle, it's a battle in the life of the believer between the two natures. And Satan would like to draw us away into the darkness. The Lord Jesus wants to draw us into the light, into His presence, and to enjoy Him, to come to the light. If thy whole body is evil, and thy body is full of darkness. It's full of darkness. doesn't just say that the whole body is in darkness, but he says it's full of darkness. Man's heart is evil continually. It's full of darkness. Full of the darkness of this world. And to the child of God and those who are walking in the light, and walking in the ways of the Lord Jesus, the whole body is full of light. It's full. There's satisfaction, there's contentment, where there's full of light. You see that as we recognize as a candle upon a candlestick and diffusing of the light, we're full of light through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great thought when we think of it. But we ought to have a singleness of mind and of heart, don't we? We might have be single-eyed and to focus only on the Lord Jesus. But notice the dangers that are there. Take heed that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Possibly that light has never really taken hold, not really possessing the things of the Lord Jesus. Because the darkness is overcome. The power of the darkness is greater than the light. The light hasn't really penetrated. There are many who come close to the light. Many who profess today to claim to be in the light, yet live in darkness. They think that they're satisfied and they're prepared for eternity, but they're walking in darkness and they know nothing of a life that is full of light and that walketh not in darkness. See, it's either one or the other, isn't it? Notice as well in verse 36, if thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part darkness, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. It's great when that candlestick has nothing to its light is not hindered. There's nothing to hinder that light, the rays of that light. You know, we see that there's many things that wants to bring darkness in the life of the believer that hinders the true light from shining without any restriction that it is shining for the Lord Jesus. Oh, there's temptations of the world. There's things about us that tempt us, that seeks to draw us away, to take us away from the light. We who are full of light, Satan would like to draw us away. And a part of us in the darkness, and a little more and a little more, draw us away from the true light of heaven. Oh, that we might know what it is to be full of light, to be truly as a candle. When the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Do we have a bright shining as a candle to give light unto the Lord Jesus? To give back the light that he deserves as a reflection of him. we really focus in our life to reflect Him and as the true light in our life day by day. There's many things that come in our way, and we let come in our way, and we truly need to be focused as a true light unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to others that we know, and as a testimony to others, we might bear the true light. I trust that as we look in Scripture and see, and as you look at other thoughts, I was thinking of Eli and Samuel as a young child. God had His hand on his life. Samuel, God chose to go into the temple there with Eli. Eli was a priest. God used Samuel, a little boy, to show Eli the darkness that he had lived in. The darkness that he restrained not his sons. And as a result, God's judgment was upon Eli. You see, the light came from heaven. It was diffused upon the darkness of man's sin. And we see there that God used Samuel in showing Eli his wickedness, the darkness in his life. And that's what he wants to do to us. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll reveal the darkness within our life. And he wants us to walk in the true light. It's the Spirit of God that, in speaking to our hearts and bringing conviction, can we recognize the darkness in our life, and we might confess our sin and seek to walk in the true light, walk in His ways. God is light, and in Him there's no darkness at all.